Welcome to the Talk and Smash podcast with Yola. I'm your host, Matt Hetherington. I'm joined today by someone who's very important for me as a table tennis player. He's my physical trainer. It's Kevin Finn. He is a table tennis player and someone with an extensive knowledge of physical training and building physical training programs. Thanks for joining me, Kevin. This should be a fun discussion about physical training, or sometimes the lack thereof, in the sport of table tennis.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
So the first thing, obviously, in the US, some people will know you from your brand Peak Performance Table Tennis, but for the people who don't, tell me a little bit more about your background in table tennis and also your background in physical training and how you got to where you are now.
Sure. So as a table tennis player, I'm nothing special, not a pro, just a scrub club player, you know, average intermediate level, but I've been playing for 20 years or so.
And you're a defender, right?
Long pips? Long pips, backhand with varying degrees of sponge or no sponge. I've done medium pips, short pips. I've run the gamut, but try to play defensively. Somewhat similar to Ruan Fialis. I'm not sure of the exact pronunciation. How'd I do on that for the German chopper?
Yeah, it's not bad, Ruan Fialis.
He's getting a little bit of heat lately after the last tournament, but yes. I am a big fan. Hopefully it was just a bad day for him. But I tend to do a lot of lobbing/chopping. And I try to be offensive with my forehand, but with varying success. So I've been playing since high school, not a lot of formal coaching. So I have a ton of bad habits.
Yeah, me too.
I was very, throughout my playing career, if you can call it that, a frequent problem I'd run into is I would not have a lot of access. So I went to school in a small school in the South where there were no clubs. And so I would be very limited in the amount of table tennis I could actually play. So that kind of forced me to hop on forums and read and research a lot. So I got into all the classic table tennis forums, and I was reading a lot of books and things, and then kind of combining that with my playing at the club. And then back in 2012, I started a blog, and I got really into personal training, and called Fitness Walkthrough was my original company. And I was just helping people lose weight, get fit. And after a time, I kind of noticed as I was researching and reading, I'm like, well, what are table tennis players doing to train physically? And I wasn't really seeing a lot out there. Mm. And what I did see, I really didn't like. It was not at all in line with the current research that I was looking at. So I think it was 2016, I made a free little ebook called The Table Tennis Player's Guide to Health and Fitness. And I just put that out there on the forums. In retrospect, not the smartest thing. I didn't really have grand visions or anything. I just put it as a direct download. So not even grabbing people's emails or anything. Anyone was just free to download it. And so it got, I'm not even sure how many downloads it got, but eventually I did put up an email sign up to get it. And I noticed more and more a lot of the organic traffic I was getting was from table tennis players searching for this information. So I felt like there was kind of a need or a thirst for it. And so I started shopping around the idea of writing a book in the past couple years, and I published my book, Peak Performance Table Tennis,
which is a great book for everybody. Everybody who's looking for some table tennis specific reading. For me, people, I have a ton of people sending me messages, and I try and go through all of them. And one of the things that people ask a lot is about table tennis physical training. And, I can give some advice, but I find there are very few expert figures in the sport, and it should be, in my opinion, it should be an expert who gives people physical training advice. I don't think table tennis coaches in general should take the mantle of, you know, giving really specific fitness training advice, or you know, or they should have somebody that they're consulting to get that knowledge. So, you know, for me, obviously joining your program and having you organizing all of my physical training week in and week out, it's already kind of opened my eyes to a lot of stuff that, even with a whole career of table tennis coaching experience, there are things that I didn't think about. And I think a lot of that comes back to the research that you do. So you actually engage with people who are following you, and you give out essentially free programs for focus groups of table tennis players, and you test the effectiveness of a lot of different things. So talk me a little bit more through that process, because I don't know exactly how it works in terms of your side of it. But, you know, I mean, you're the only person out there that's doing something like that, is to actually test your ideas with table tennis players to kind of proof them.
Yeah, I do think I'm kind of filling a niche there, but I would say maybe research would be a bit of a strong word for what I do. At best, it's kind of like case studies, I would say. Mm-hmm. But what I base those on, I've spent a lot of money on certifications and research reviews, because I myself, I'm not a scientist or a researcher. You know, I'm a certified trainer and all that. But even for me, like reading actual research and studies, it's a skill that needs to be honed. And so I really built that base through subscribing to research reviews where professionals break down studies and go over the latest science. And that gave me the background knowledge needed to start reading research more directly myself. So I've always got a stack of studies that I'm, you know, going through Google Scholar and PubMed and finding anything that's directly on table tennis and seeing what they're doing to improve these outcomes we're looking for.
Do you find that much stuff on table tennis specifically?
Recently, yes. Although in English, not so much. So there's been a recent boom. I'm seeing more and more search results now, but it was pretty sparse. Like back when I wrote Peak Performance Table Tennis, or I was doing the research phase, you know, that book has hundreds and hundreds of citations in it. Like the whole back of the book is a huge chunk of these research studies, and not a lot of them were directly in table tennis players, but sometimes you can find one that was done in like other racket sports, or if we're just looking at like what's the best way to improve raw power, raw strength. It doesn't need to be so specific to table tennis when we're just looking at that underlying physical quality. But surprisingly, yeah, there is more and more research coming out directly in table tennis players, which is awesome. And I do a monthly research roundup email that I send out to my subscribers, where I go over, I pick a couple studies that I like, and I just give a brief breakdown and like, here's the take home, here's what the need to know information. But I use all that research and all of the, my experience as a trainer to run these programs with my online group coaching programs. And I have done a lot of free ones in the past and boot camps. Lately, it is now more of a subscriber feature. I have a monthly subscription where you get to do the exact training program that I'm doing for myself now and kind of train with a group of people. But the way I handle that is I'll have a battery of tests where athletes, or just, you know, normal people, really, club players from all over the world will join. And they'll take some, you know, physical tests. We'll get their data. We'll run them through the program. They test again. And we look for, you know, whether they improved, whether they didn't. And then I'm basically, you know, it depending on how many people I get, I might do like an A-B test. And then I'm getting soliciting their feedback along the way. And then I just kind of iterate and try to improve. And even like, you know, what I have in my book is very solid and I stand by it, but my approach to training table tennis players is constantly evolving because since publishing the book, I've now worked with many more table tennis players from all around the world and I'm learning new things all the time. And so it's just that constant honing and revision.
Yeah. I think one of the cool things about what you're doing as well is that, you know, the level of players that you interact with is so, like, it's so broad. Like, that there are a lot of people who are playing club table tennis who probably never think about physical training. You know, they're in there, they're like, oh, maybe I can do something sneaky with my serve to help me beat the next person. But generally, club players are not really thinking about, you know, peak performance. So I think that's cool. That's something. And, you know, you've done a lot of that through social media. I think you've started a little bit more of a trend of people thinking, hey, you know, I might just be a club player, but I can still get more out of my game than if I just go down and play club matches with, you know, Bob and Ricky or whoever they're playing with during the week.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, it's funny because this topic popped up on the Table Tennis Daily Forum, which I frequent. And this exact topic came up. And what I found is it's so typical because it usually splits. Like, there's kind of two camps. One camp is table tennis, it's all about skill, technique. You don't need to worry about training at all. Like, just don't even exercise or, like, just do whatever. Like, run on the treadmill. Like, it doesn't matter. And then, like, there's another camp where, like, no, it does matter, but they're, like, a little too gung-ho, and they get really caught up on, like, trying to only do exercises that really, like, seem table tennis-y. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of have a bit of a misconception about what sport-specific training really is, which I've tried to do my best to kind of address a little bit. So the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Like, yes, it's very true. I mean, I've been there. We've all been there, where we've gotten beaten by an 85-year-old man who barely moves, or a 10-year-old girl. Like, so physical training is not, like, the be-all, end-all for table tennis, but it's still very important. And I think what a lot of people maybe overlook is that it doesn't actually take a lot to move the needle and really mm-hmm. make good improvements. Yeah. And what really frustrates me is when people, they're like, well, you know, I don't really need to train for table tennis. But then they go to the gym, they have a gym membership, and they just, like, walk on the treadmill for an hour,
right.
or, like, do some random machine circuit where they're mm-hmm. like, they're not really following a plan. It's like, why not use the time? You're already investing the time. Like, you could just tweak it a little bit and follow a program and actually really see measurable results in improving your physical parameters. And that will have knock-on effects, and it will improve your game. And it's not necessarily that, oh, I need to get stronger so my smashes are faster. There's a lot of other second and third order effects of, well, now you're going to be less likely to be injured. So you'll right. actually be able to play more, and then you will be able to improve those technical skills because you're not taking a month off because you're hurt. So I think there's a lot of things like that that people overlook.
Yeah. Interesting talking about misconceptions, because I always found one or two of the biggest kind of misconceptions with physical training and table tennis is that everything has to focus on legs and core. And I feel like a lot of table tennis coaches that don't have any experience with physical training, they're always like, yes, build explosive strength in your legs and speed in your core, which is not exactly wrong, but they expect people to focus on that almost totally. They're like, this is what you need for table tennis. Don't do anything with your arms. They're not thinking about your back or, like, all of these other muscle groups. So there's that. And then, of course, there's the whole concept that you shouldn't lift weights. Like, you don't want to build muscle in table tennis, which, you know, is crazy. So I always find that those are the two biggest misconceptions for people who are giving advice for table tennis coaching, physical coaching and table tennis. You're the perfect person here and now to kind of speak to those two ideas, I guess we'll call them.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, there's this irrational fear a lot of people have of accidentally getting too big, or, you know, you're going to lift weights a little bit and you're going to turn into the Hulk. And trust me, as as a fan of the Hulk and, you know, all these muscular superheroes, I've been trying to turn into that since I was a young boy. It takes a lot longer than people realize. You're not accidentally going to build too much muscle or get too bulky. And even if you could, even if it was that fast, it would actually not be such a bad thing, because what happens is muscle tense, it's not going to slow you down unless you really are just going way, way overboard. Getting stronger is like a base quality that is going to improve your athleticism overall. And it tends to improve your body composition. So you have less fat, more muscle. It means you're able to move yourself, your body more quickly around the court, which is really what you need to do. So it's not so much about getting stronger so you can smash the tiny little table tennis ball. It's getting stronger so you can move yourself around. Yeah. And you need to train your body evenly so that your muscles can kind of be working and synchronizing together in harmony to produce that power and speed.
Yeah.
So just to add on to that a little bit, a lot of the, like, when they say, oh, it's going to slow you down, if you look at the fastest athletes in the world, they tend to train heavy. So heavyweights are not going to slow you down. And another thing that a lot of people don't realize is strength won't slow you down either. Like, you don't necessarily need to get a lot heavier to build a lot of strength. There's a lot of neurological strength that where you're building strength, it's almost a skill where you're learning to use the strength and muscle that you already have to produce force more efficiently. So if you think about powerlifters compete in weight classes and will get incredibly, incredibly strong without gaining a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. So these concerns about getting too muscular too quickly or gaining too much weight and getting bulky and slowing down, they're really unwarranted. Instead, what happens is you get way more resistant to injury. You're able to improve your speed and power, and that translates and gets absorbed by your sport-specific practice.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And obviously, like, doing your workouts, I've very much broadened my scope of, the different muscle groups and parts of my body that I'm working on. And it really has a big impact on playing table tennis. I mean, not just in terms of being lighter and moving faster, but, you know, rotational speed and building up support for your core and your back and all kinds of different stuff.
Your shoulder muscles take a beating. Recently, I've even been getting a bit of hand pain, and, you know, so like little things that you overlook were like, well, have I been working my extensors and training my forearms, you know, carefully? You want to build up the volume because, you know, if you just throw the kitchen sink at your body, you can overwhelm it. And that's really the most common way people get injured is by just doing too much too quickly.
Yeah.
But if you are incremental and you gradually introduce these things, resistance training is actually very safe. You're much more likely to get injured playing a pickup game of basketball or, you know, playing soccer or any kind of team sport. Like, people don't think about that so much or worry about that, and they do it without batting an eye. But you tell them to lift some weights and they feel like they're going to get injured.
Yeah, I guess one of the things also that people don't think about as much, but they notice, is that in table tennis, I mean, I don't know if you've experienced this as much yourself, but most table tennis players have. There are a lot of imbalances. So, like, my left arm is significantly more muscular and more bulky than my right arm. My lower back muscles on one side, my core on one side. Playing table tennis actually, and posturally for me, it's a nightmare. So my posture is something that I've been trying really hard to work on and something that you've been trying to help me with a lot. If you don't get your physical conditioning right, then that's exactly the kind of thing that can lead to more injuries, is having, you know, you're almost half of your body is like totally different from the other when you're playing table tennis.
Yeah, that's a great point. And actually, I mentioned this in one of my research reviews from a few months ago, a little more than a few months ago. I think it might have been like 6 months ago, where they I looked at a study where they were looking at muscular imbalances in athletes and the implications. And so there's two things there. One, you're absolutely right. So by including unilateral training where you're working limbs independently and legs independently, you're giving a training stimulus to your non-dominant side that just simply wouldn't have been there otherwise. And the nice thing is, the more untrained a muscle is, the faster progress you can make with it. So when you start off in the gym, if you're completely untrained, you can make really quick progress. The longer you've been in, the longer you've been at it, it starts to be, like tiny, tiny little increments where you get better. So you can actually make up a lot of ground on your weaker side pretty quickly by introducing that training into your lifestyle. But the other thing I like to mention is sometimes people get a little too obsessed with perfect symmetry, and I just want to make a point that little asymmetries and differences in size and even differences in limb lengths are pretty normal. And they'll look at top athletes in a variety of sports and they'll see those same imbalances and asymmetries. So it's something you want to address and try to be well-rounded,
But not
but
obsessed
it's
over
not the
it.
end of the world.
Yeah.
I've trained very, very hard to get, this trap to be the same size as this. They're still lopsided, and people point it out in the comments of my videos sometimes. I'm like, ah, you got me. Yes. So it's going to be normal. We all like are going to have those little quirks about our bodies, but it certainly helps to have the training to try to balance it out to the extent that you can.
Now, on Instagram in particular, which I think is probably where the bulk of your table tennis followers are, you do a lot of highlighting of the Chinese national team. Now, I actually spent 3 weeks with them, which is not something that most table tennis players, especially somebody who's foreign and somebody who's working in like a press kind of media role, would have the opportunity to do. But their physical training routines are exceptional. They really are like a perfect example for, any table tennis player to look at and take inspiration from. When you look at the Chinese table tennis players and you compare them to other table tennis players around the world, aside from them having incredible technical games and having a big body of coaching staff for tactics and stuff like that, how much of a factor do you think their physical training routines are in them being so much better than everyone else?
It's hard to say honestly. They have such a history and such momentum behind their success in table tennis, and they have such depth of talent. It's really hard to say, but it definitely isn't hurting. You can see, I'd say I've noticed. I mean, it's kind of frustrating. I'm jealous of your 3 weeks because it's kind of a black box, honestly. Like, I've been trying to get footage. I've been, I look through
Do you want some?
unlisted videos on YouTube and things. Was that?
Do you want some? I think I have some.
Oh, yes. The secret footage. Trying to see exactly what their training techniques are, and I have been able to find some. And I, yeah, like to your point, I have highlighted that on my Instagram because it's great because it's kind of proof of concept of what I've been trying to tell table tennis players. And you see them sprinting and struggling, lifting some heavier weights, and doing some of this speed work that I've been talking about. And when you see they're doing it, and then you see, obviously, everyone knows about the success of the Chinese national team. It really helps support the point I'm trying to make that these, we can train this way, we can train more optimally for table tennis and take that physical side more seriously and see benefits to your game. I would say I think the fact that I seem to notice I was able to find more things since the adoption of the plastic ball. I feel like they have shifted their philosophy and strategy towards training. With the plastic ball being a little bigger, and requiring, longer rallies, more physicality. And I think they've adapted their training and the rest of us should follow suit as well.
Yeah, I think if you look at if you look at other countries, and I mean, we're here, we're in the US, this is kind of a perfect example. Not that we want to single them out, but physical training is so underrated when you look at table tennis in the US. There's, you know, this is one of the things, like people talk about, oh, you know, table tennis is not a professional sport in the US. There's no professional league. There's no like professional academies, but there are players who are putting the time in, but you don't really see a big dedication to physical training from them. And I think it makes a huge difference. You know, when you look at other countries and you compare them to a place like China or, you know, South Korea, who have often incredibly good footwork, especially during the J-Pen era. So do you feel, I mean, your position coming into this is pretty clear, so I kind of already know your answer, but do you feel if you look at tactics, technique, psychological elements and physical training, which are generally considered the four performance pillars of sports, do you think in table tennis that physical training is the most underrated out of those four when people really think about what it takes to be a good table tennis player?
I do, and I think I would say yes, on the condition that it's underrated in that people underestimate the amount of low-hanging fruit that there is available to make improvements in that area. So I think even like in the United States, I'll somewhat see some physical training being given a nod to, but it'll be, they're not doing the right types of physical training. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like of the areas where there's being attention paid to, that's where there's the biggest gap in terms of what you should be doing, what is optimal versus what is actually being done. One of the things that kind of frustrates me a little bit is like things that aren't bad per se, but they're just, it's an opportunity cost. So they'll spend their physical training doing things like ladder drills and like quick feet drills and like shadow strokes and little circuits that are kind of more like conditioning. And it's not that those are terrible. And, you know, there's trainers that I get along with and I chat with on Instagram who do some of that stuff. And it's not like, it's not the end of the world, but that's the flashier, catchy stuff that people like feel like, oh, this is what I need. But right. What that is so similar to table tennis, you're kind of already filling those buckets just by doing sports specific practice. And you have to ask yourself if you have the opportunity just to practice more, and do multi-ball drills, footwork drills, that's actually going to give you a lot of that same stimulus and be more specific to improving your game. And you're getting that conditioning in as well.
Whereas, actually never thought about it that way. That's a pretty interesting point.
Yeah, yeah. You can almost think of it like tactical metabolic training, where you're actually incorporating the sport right into your conditioning. And I think that would be a good use, but to me, that's almost like that's technical sport specific practice, technical training. If we're going to go over to the physical side, we need to fill those buckets that are not being filled by table tennis. You need to take the intensity up and do things where you're getting into plyometrics, where instead of the little table tennis bounce, you're actually getting some higher bounces, because you need to be able to slowly and gradually adapt your body to those stresses so that when you do lunge out for that ball, that's just a little outside where you expected it to be.
Yeah.
You're able to withstand those higher forces. Cause once you get going with momentum, your body, you know, the forces go up and up. And so, you need to get, you know, under some heavy load and get those strength adaptations. That's where I feel like a lot of low hanging fruit is being left on the tree, so to speak. So it's like, it's physical training is definitely, I think, given like a bit of a short shift, yeah, you know, or I'm not sure the exact phrase there, but yeah, like they say it's kind of important, but what they do is not what they really need to be doing to move the needle.
Okay, we're going to do a little break segment, which I didn't tell you about, which makes it even better. This segment is called Pair Up. This is where I kind of throw in some segments here where I can have a little bit more fun.
Okay.
And basically, you're going to tell me if you could pick anybody to play doubles with in a table tennis match, who that person would be. It doesn't necessarily have to be a table tennis player. It could be anyone.
Okay.
So give us some insight into how your brain works.
Man, that's a good one. So, I have a lot of chopper heroes who come to mind in the table tennis world. I'm not sure how smart it would be for a double defensive.
It's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it putting your coaching hat back on? Yeah, I don't know if that. But yeah, Juse Hook is like a huge hero of mine. So I would be tempted to go with him for table tennis.
I guess the
outside
good
of
thing,
table tennis,
the good thing about him is that his forehand is so good that you could just,
yeah,
if the double defense wasn't working, you could just tell him to attack everything.
Yes, absolutely. And I could secretly sneak in a lesson and he can help me with my game. Outside of table tennis, I don't know. Pedro Pascal's pretty cool right now.
Mm-hmm.
Killing it. Just started watching The Last of Us. Really liking it. Mandalorian, of course. And big Game of Thrones fan. So if I was going to go with like celebrity actor something.
That's a solid choice.
Oh, and then I just recently found out about the actor who plays Jamie Lannister. Did you see this? Showed up to
Samson's
Club.
Yeah.
I did not know he was a table tennis guy. So that's pretty cool.
Neither did I. Yeah, they do pop up in like random places just every now and then. I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I'm like the one of the odd ones out, but
just don't watch the last season is all I'll say.
Don't
watch the last season, wait for the book if it ever comes out and just read the book, because
sound advice. That's for everyone out there, not just for me. Anybody who hasn't seen Game of Thrones, this is your expert advice. Okay, let's move on to one last question. This is kind of a difficult question to answer because there are so many different types of players. But generally speaking, if you had to categorize like maybe a club player or a competitive player, maybe there are two different answers or there's probably a multitude of different answers. But how much physical training would you expect somebody to be thinking about doing if they are actually serious about improving their competitive table tennis?
Yeah, so like you said, it really depends on a lot of factors. The thing with training is more is not always better. So it's not like, you know, 5 or 6 sessions a week is necessarily better than 2 or 3. It depends on your level of advancement and what you're looking to achieve and how much time at the table, like what your training load is in terms of table tennis. That all has to be balanced carefully. But to give some more useful numbers, I would say from what I've seen from my training group, my online training group, which has a whole mix of players. So we're all in there doing the same thing. It's not customized, not individualized.
Okay.
I've got players, you know, in their 70s and 80s. I've got young, like, players who are at like a national, pre-national level from all over the world. And the general trend I've seen is 2 to 3 times per week seems to be the sweet spot. And I've even adapted to the training where we typically run an ABA, BAB, where we're alternating between 2 different sessions. And what that allows is for those who can only make it twice a week, you're getting an A and a B. If you can do the 3 times a week, you're getting, you know, every 5 days, you're hitting the same workout. And within each of those sessions, I'm trying to touch on all the qualities that are most vital for improving table tennis performance. So you're getting a little speed work, little power, a little strength development, some hypertrophy and accessory work, core work, And then I generally leave conditioning to either table tennis, or I'll have some optional sessions where conditioning can be tagged on to the end, or on a rest day where we're doing things like, walking, things that are more low intensity, because you want to kind of preserve your recovery for table tennis as much as possible. They've done studies on table tennis players. I think it was Sophier and colleagues did a study a few years back where they did took 6 weeks. They had 30 elite level table tennis players, and they put them on a training routine that was 3 times a week, and they did not really see an interference with or a detriment to their game. They were able to recover and still make measurable progress on the training program as well. So 2 to 3 times per week, I think, is very manageable for most sessions. Tend to be about an hour, but that includes a 10 to 15 minute warm up period where you're, bringing your temperature up, getting some mobility and flexibility work in there. So it's really ticks a lot of boxes. If you were had more time on your hands, and let's say it was maybe off season, so to speak, so you don't have like your major tournaments coming up soon, something like 3 to 4 times per week, or maybe 5 times per week if one of those is a like a speed day or a cardiovascular endurance day, where if you feel like that's an area of need, that could be that could work too. But yeah, it really depends on a lot of factors.
Cool. Yeah, I think there's a lot of things for people to think about. And certainly, well, hopefully this podcast gives people at least a bit of interest to kind of take that first step. It's been great to have you with me. I'm very much appreciate all of the work that you're doing with me and pushing me. And finally, I'm kind of starting to have a bit more momentum this year now that I'm trying to focus a bit more on consistency. Anybody out there who's thinking about doing physical training and doesn't know what they're doing or they need more guidance, peak performance table tennis. That's the wrong way. Peak Performance Table Tennis on Instagram. Get on the website, subscribe to the newsletter. If you want to check out the book, it's a great book. Kevin's just putting out so much great stuff there that people really, they tend to look for a lot, but usually not find. So if you are a person that's looking for it, Kevin's the guy that you want to follow to make sure you get some good table tennis specific physical training advice. Thanks for joining me, Kevin. I'm sure at some point we'll probably have you back on here and try and delve more into this topic because I think there's just so much stuff to talk about with it.
I'd love that. Thanks for having me.